Ukraine security issue.
The Ukrainian armed forces keep knocking Russian occupiers out of Ukrainian soil. President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday confirmed the liberation of another 8 villages in the Kherson region over the past 24 hours. According to him, the Ukrainian army is on the powerful move and the ouster of the enemy is only a matter of time.
Українська армія здійснює на півдні нашої країни доволі швидкий і потужний рух в рамках поточної оборонної операції. Від російського псевдорефіміату...
In the south of the country, the Ukrainian army is advancing at a fairly fast pace. Thousands of villages in the Kherson, Kharkiv, Luhansk and Donetsk regions have been liberated from the Russian sham referenda over the past week alone. In particular, according to reports, 8 villages in the Kherson region have been liberated and stabilized. These figures are far from final as our fighters keep advancing and the ouster of the occupiers from our land is only a matter of time, said Volodymyr Zelensky.
Виженемо окупанта з усієї нашої землі.
According to Kirilo Tymoshenko, deputy head of the president's office, the Ukrainian forces have liberated a total of more than 1,500 cities and villages from Russian occupiers, including almost 500 in the Kharkiv region and more than 50 in the Kherson region, and life is gradually returning to them.
На деокупованих територіях організовано обласними військовими адміністраціями тисяч.
In the deoccupied territories, the respective regional military administrations have set up 1,445 humanitarian headquarters. More than 500 cities, villages and other populated localities have been cleared of mines. The National Police has resumed work in 1,200 cities and villages. As far as critical infrastructure is concerned, 67% of cities and villages have natural gas supplies restored. Power supply has been restored in more than 500 cities and villages and water supply in almost 1,000, said Kirilo Tymoshenko. Almost every day, more torture chambers are discovered in the liberated towns and villages in the Kharkiv region. One has just been discovered in the village of Piski-Radkivsky. According to Serhiy Bolvinov, chief of the investigation department of the Kharkiv Regional Police, immediately after the village was liberated, its residents told the police about a basement where Russian occupiers had held local residents and captured Ukrainian soldiers. Police investigators found and documented evidence of brutal tortures of Ukrainian captives, some of whom have been buried alive. In the basement, they found a box with extracted gold, false teeth, wires and ropes. Bolvinov said that his investigators had identified some of the tortured Ukrainian soldiers and continued to collect evidence of tortures and killings that took place in the torture chamber. Since the full-scale invasion in late February, Ukrainian law enforcers have recorded more than 50,000 crimes committed by the Russian military. In the small hours of Wednesday, Russia launched about 1,000 Iranian-made attack drones, Shahid-136, at Ukraine, reportedly from occupied areas in the south of the country. 6 of them struck infrastructure facilities in the town of Bila Tserkva, 80 kilometers south of Kyiv, wounding one civilian and causing severe fires and serious damage. According to Yuri Ignat, spokesman for the Ukrainian Air Force, 3 drones were shot down by the Air Force and 3 by the air defense. This type of loitering munition, as it is termed, has to be shut down by the air defense and the forces that can establish visual contact with this weapon. They gain experience every day. We are considering various tactics and techniques of counteracting such drones and waiting for assistance from our Western partners, because this type of drones is vulnerable to radio electronics. These drones can swarm, so if 5 fly together, the radar sees them as a singular target, said Yuri Ignat. He added that the Russian army may have bought hundreds of such drones from Iran to use them against Ukraine. After the first drones were downed last month, Kyiv expelled Iran's ambassador, cut the embassy staff and demanded that Iran stop providing military assistance to Russia. Iran has publicly denied supplies of its UAVs to the Russian army and stated its commitment to Ukraine's territorial integrity. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has officially accepted Ukraine's application for membership. Now the application has to be discussed by the ambassadors of NATO member countries. Ihor Zhokva, deputy head of the president's office, told reporters on Wednesday. He said that Kyiv requested a shortened procedure, skipping the membership action plan, similarly to Finland and Sweden. Ukraine officially applied for NATO membership on September 13th, the day Russia announced the annexation of four administrative regions of Ukraine, a part of which Russian forces occupied during the full-scale invasion. So far, 11 of 13 NATO member countries are supportive of Ukraine's application for membership.